You are listening to the podcast Erotica with Kelly Clark. The New Year's Eve by Chotu. It was the time of the 31st of December last year. We had exams starting from 2nd of January while our practicals ended yesterday. All of my friends who were localites went to their houses while I was the only one who remained in the hostel because my parents told why would you do such a long journey for just a couple of days. I was feeling very disappointed as this was not how I wanted to celebrate my new year. The whole hostel was so quiet that horror movie could be shooted in here. There were four sections in our hostel, one for every year. While the guards remained so far in the guard hut of the main gate, the only one I knew who would be here with me was the warden of our section. As I was the only one in the hostel, he had to stay in the warden room because of me, while wardens of different sections locked their blocks and were enjoying with their family. Game and give me a very bad look in the evening. He said loudly, "Yahi aa jana, mere ko chhutti nahi hai." Looking right into my eyes, "Go to come here, as I don't have rahe day off," while he was passing from my room's corridor. I knew he was frustrated but so was me. I wasn't staying here because I wanted to. I went to the roof of my wing to smoke joint. I was thinking of how unlucky I am while smoking. Suddenly I realized someone was at my back. In a response I tried to hide my joint. "You don't need to," said a female voice. She sat right beside me and took her costly cigarette out, asked me for lighter which I provided. "So why are you still here while your friends are gone?" she asked. "Explain her all," she confronted me. "We were talking for a while, she shared a drink, which I saw for the first time, a lot of it dot, and I started getting high as well as drunk as fck. So I asked her, if I asked, would you fuck me? Dot 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 dot." Followed by an awkward silence lasting about a minute, came a voice, "The food order has arrived." "Coming," she said and went with a changed expression. A minute later I realized, fuck, she was the warden's wife. What did I just do? How high did I just get? I was cursing myself and wishing she doesn't tell this to the warden. About half an hour later I decided to go back to my room. While I was going down the stairs, think ing of what did I just do, I heard a voice come to the office. "Fack, fack, fack, fack," started murmuring. I knew I was dead. I went to the warden's office. He said on the table told me to set as well and ask me my local guardian's number, to which I replied I don't remember. He said, "Don't you have it saved in your mobile?" "I do, but my mobile is in my room." "Then let's go take it." "What the fack?" He was determined to take an action. "I need you, I fucked up, beside I was high as well." I just started walking with him towards my room, which was quite far, a fact that one realizes when he is high. All this time I was thinking, what the hell is happening with me? How can be someone so unlucky? It's my 31st and my local guardian would be called, why is my room's light off? We entered the room and I literally started crying. "Mujhse galti ho gayi bhaiya, dobara aisa nahi hoga bhaiya," and suddenly he turns on the light and then this is what I see. I thought I was hallucinating as I was high, so I started walking towards my room and realized I was in my room as I was high. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. My warden's wife sitting half naked, with her ass my side, on my bed. I said, "Hard the fack." "The answer to the question you asked," said the warden. "Which one?" "The last question you asked." "To my wife." Followed by a minute of silence in which he passed me the same drink. As I drank, she stood up, and sat on her knee, said, "Don't you want to do this," and pulled me by my pajama. As she lowered it, my erection was rock hard, my dick came out straight. She took both her hands on my waist, and took my dick, hole up her mouth. That warm feeling, she kept on sucking my dick for about a couple min, then lied on the bed, spreading her legs and adjusting her panty to make way for my dick. Everything already was a dream for me. Jumped on her, and as I entered the tip of my dick in her pussy, its warmth was overwhelming. I then took all in, she gasped. I started thrusting my rock hard dick in her pussy, slowly increasing the speed. She started breathing heavily. I kissed her neck and continued thrusting, as her breathing started becoming heavier. Finally, I couldn't control and took my dick out to spread all over her stomach. It would take extra time now, said the warden. Wait, what is he doing here? Wait, it's his wife which I am fucking. I was so drunk and my mind full of slow thoughts, by the time she took back the position she stood at, when the lights turned on, showing her ass to my side, beside the thought of the warden watching me fuck his wife made me the horniest I could ever be. I tore her panty and inserted my dick, whole at once in her ass, she screamed and tried to get up, I pushed her down with one of my hand and tore her bra strap from the other, she was screaming, while I was thrusting at a very high speed, I then grabbed her boobs and pulled her up, my pace increased even more while breathing heavily, she said, when you're close, put it in my pussy, I want to feel it inside. I said okay in agreement, hold her tight and banged her so badly, she was screaming like hell, and our positioning made her our face right in front of her husband, it made me so erotic that I cummed in her ass. What the hell? The warden whispered he thought I couldn't gear her whisper, he continued whispering, get him come in your fast. All three of us were so drunk, I and his wife got inside the bathroom to take a shower, where I started rubbing my dick against her ass, and she started responding as well. Don't tell my husband that I gave you a blow, she sat on her knee saying this, dot and took my dick in her mouth, that I couldn't believe she did it so well, I felt like heaven, still I already came twice, so it was taking time for me to come. Come out fast, said the warden, just a minute, she said, and took all of my dick in, that deep throat was unbelievable, finally I cummed after a minute, she went out, I still was in the bathroom. Suddenly remembered that my roommate kept a tablet in the bathroom shelf for when he gets too drunk. Got it and took it, then came out of the bathroom, she pulled me back on the bed, this time I slided slowly, and started thrusting fast again, after half an hour of continue fucking, both of us were heavily breathing, but I still didn't came, she now pulled my head and lip locked while fucking like an animal, half an hour of which I came inside her. While I was breathing heavily and resting my eyes closed, I heard him saying something like, more and more to ensure. It was already 2 a.m, few months later she climbed over me and took my dick back in her pussy, this continued for a long time, changing positions, I came 2 more times till morning, when I fell asleep, my eyes opened at 10 a.m. Warden was sleeping on the chair, while her wife laying beside me naked, I jumped over her, woke her up asking for permission, she moved and said, just come inside me, and don't wake me up again. I inserted again in her pussy, fucked for hours. Finally at 5 p.m, the warden started waking up 2 minutes after I last came inside his wife. I acted as am asleep. He quickly woke her up and said, well the drink worked, quickly let's go before he wakes up, while she was cum dripping. She started dressing, he might not even be able to recall last night, warden said, and they left. I thanked that I puked out on the roof, when felt weird with the drink, and that my roommate had the right medicine available. Later when a guard asked me what did I do at New Year's Eve, I said got drunk and slept early, seeing that the warden was around, he went away thinking that I might be thinking it is of a dream. While it was definitely a of dreams. Happiest New Year.
Thanks for listening.